AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Viking's 53-week trend signal pauses on 0.7 times volume after a 30% quarter. Viking Holdings slipped 2.5% for the week, but the pullback came after a strong 4-week advance and left the travel services stock only 4.8% below its 52-week high. Research brief. Viking Holdings closed at $100.07 on July 3rd, down 2.5% for the week, but still up 12% over 4 weeks and 30.5% over 12 weeks. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active with a 53-week streak, although the latest move lacked volume confirmation at 0.7 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. VIC remains in a constructive weekly regime, trading 26.9% above its $79.32 trend line, with 100% active trend breadth across the past 52 weeks. 2. The stock sits high in its yearly range at 90.1%, just 4.8% below its $105.80 52-week high, but it also trades 84.5% above ShareMaestro fair value. 3. Latest volume was 11.1 million shares, below the 15.2 million 13-week average, and down from 17.9 million in the prior week's 6.3% advance. 4. Consumer cyclical breadth is mixed. Activity pressure is broad at 67%, while trend breadth is 35%, and positive relative strength breadth is only 28%. 5. Travel services is stronger on medium-term returns, averaging 23.6% over 12 weeks, but its weekly trend breadth is still narrow at 33.3%. Price action keeps the regime intact, but the latest week cooled. Viking Holdings ended the week at $100.07, giving back 2.5% after a sharp run that has lifted the stock 12.0% over 4 weeks, 30.5% over 12 weeks, and 81.6% over the past year. The latest close remains near the top of the 52-week range, at 90.1% of the distance between $54.34 and $105.80, with the stock only 4.8% below its high-water mark. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 53-week active streak and priced 26.9% above the $79.32 trend line. That keeps the broader setup in continuation territory, but the signal state is not uniformly aggressive. Activity pressure is positive, yet there is no fresh buy reading, and the 84.5% premium to ShareMaestro fair value leaves less margin for disappointment. Travel services support is real, but breadth is selective. VIK sits in consumer cyclical, where the sector gained an average 0.84% for the week and 3.87% over 4 weeks. Viking lagged the sector on the 1 week measure, ranking 78th of 100, but its 30.5% 12 week return ranks 4th in the sector group, showing that the medium term tape still favors the stock despite the latest pullback. Within U.S. travel services, the industry was firmer on the week with an average gain of 1.91%. and a 12-week average return of 23.64%. Viking's 12-week move exceeds that industry benchmark, although the group's internals are not broad-based. Only 33.3% of travel services names have active weekly trend signals, and 27.8% show positive relative strength, even as activity pressure breadth is higher at 72.2%. Market dynamics improved, while volume withheld confirmation. Market dynamics remain supportive on the latest completed week. Activity pressure stands at 1.32, with the packet showing a 40.7% 4-week improvement, and relative leadership reads 28.86, with a positive 4-week change. The expectancy state is also positive, at 58.15%, consistent with a constructive but not risk-free continuation setup. Participation is the weaker part of the evidence. Latest volume was 11.1 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average of 15.2 million. And 0.9 times the 52-week average of 12.7 million. That is a clear step down from the prior week's 17.9 million shares on a 6.3% gain, so the current pause does not look like heavy distribution, but neither does it confirm a fresh push toward the high. Risk is about valuation distance and exhaustion near the ceiling. Weekly return volatility is 4.5% over 13 weeks versus a 4.1% 1-year base. And the 52-week split remains positive at 30 up weeks against 22 down weeks. Average gains of 3.8% have also exceeded average losses of 2.3%, which supports the idea that buyers have generally controlled the larger swings. The counterweight is positioning. VIX is well above both trend and fair value, close to a 52-week high, and the packet flags two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. What matters next is whether activity pressure holds up, whether relative leadership stabilizes after the latest weekly slip, and whether a move back toward $105.8 arrives with materially better participation. With a 1.5 times volume ratio, the clearer confirmation threshold. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.